608 at the new 93Q, New Q Morning Zoo's Kevin Kline. Double checking a fact here. Are you sure about this? This is a bombshell, if it's true. We'll tell you what it is and give you a chance to weigh in on it. Coming up at 6:11 on the new 93Q.
6:10 at the new 93Q. You're 1 hour away from finding out the major concert announcement we have lined up for you. 8:30 will give you 2 hours of commercial-free Q Country. We're the Q Morning Zoo. Tim Tuttle, Kevin Kline, and Erica Rico.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with a high of 93, low tonight of 75, and right now it's 79.
All right, Kevin Kline has double-checked the fact. It indeed is true.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow. Your football in the fall could change forever. Details and your thoughts and feelings after looking at the Pinnacle Traffic with Sky Mike.
Oh, no. Is this because the Saints won the Super Bowl? Now they want to change the rules. Is that what this is about?
No, it has nothing to do with the Saints and their ineligible player.
Oh, come on now. I walked right into that. 59 East Texas. I'm Sky Mike and the Fred Hass Toy at a Country Traffic Center.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm not a big Thanksgiving guy. I'm just not. I don't like turkey. It puts me asleep. All that food, and then there's the whole family thing, and they drive me nuts.
What's wrong with you?
The one thing I like about Thanksgiving is the football, and one of the big games I like during the Thanksgiving season, UT, A&M.
Oh, yeah.
And Kev has a story this morning that may go bye-bye forever real soon.
Board of Regents at Texas A&M University could meet, well, they will meet, and they could do it by this Thursday. The SEC, you know, there's been a lot of realignment going on in college football. Well, Texas A&M is considering an offer from the Southeastern Conference and in all likelihood will take the offer and become a part of the SEC, which will effectively ruin and end the rivalry game with UT because UT is expected to go to the Pac-10.
Oh, wow.
100-year tradition. Bye-bye.
This is reason number 1,482 on why we should be the Republic of Texas, in my opinion. But who knows? I'm not feeling enough of a backlash. Do people care anymore?
Well, yeah, they will care. I mean, this is the first time, you know, because A&M was expected to follow UT wherever they went, whether it be the Pac-10 or stay in the Big 12, which probably won't happen because the Big 12 is not going to be a conference anymore. But now
they're going to split up.
A&M going their own way and UT going their own way. And they won't have the rivalry game.
They still have to figure out a way to make that happen.
I don't see how it's going to happen. Even the Chronicle says that it would end a 100-year tradition.
713-390-5000. How do you feel about that? I mean, who knows? Maybe you just don't care anymore. Maybe you're like, we just want to make it into the BCS Bowl. That's all that matters now. I mean, this could be the modern era. Kev, it could be you and I maybe a little old school. And like
something
these
about
traditions.
A rivalry, though, man.
Oh, you know, this is a killer. I mean, this hurts. But who knows? Maybe that's the modern times. Maybe it's us. Kev?
Certainly hope not.
Erica, how do you feel about it?
No, I mean, I love rivalries, and especially on Thanksgiving. There's nothing else to do.
Exactly. This is, you know what this does? This marginalizes a major U.S. holiday. Makes us focus more on our family, which, do we really want that?
UT and A&M, they are our family.
Remember, you can't choose your family, but you can choose your football. 713.
Oh, my God.
390-5000. There is a strong possibility UT will not play A&M during Thanksgiving. Do you even care?
Since OnStar began.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The new Q Morning Zoo with Tim Tuttle, Kevin Kline, and Erica Rico. Can someone please send these clowns the DJing for Dummies book?
Is this mic on?
Crazy town. 6:20 at the new 93Q for the Q Morning Zoo. Tim Tuttle, Kevin Kline, and Erica Rico. 2 hours of commercial-free Q Country starts for you at 8:30, 7:10. Major concert announcement. You don't want to miss this.
Partly cloudy today, high of 93, low tonight of 75, and right now it's 79.
Boy, you didn't see it coming, but it's upon us. Basically, the possibility exists that UT and A&M will no longer play the football in November. Around Thanksgiving time, because A&M's going to the SEC.
That's what's being reported today in the Chronicle.
And UT is going to Pac-10. Ugly stuff. Who knows? It hurts me because of the tradition aspect of it. But, Kev, maybe it's because you and I are old school. You know, maybe a younger generation, like, whatever.
No, it's born in you. When you're born in Texas, you choose a side from birth.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
And if you move here, immediately you have to.
Yeah.
Exactly.